I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I've been co-moderating a room on Clubhouse for the past few months with several certified boundary coaches. It's been great to both contribute to that conversation as well as learn from these brave and brilliant women. In full transparency, I wasn't taught healthy boundaries growing up, so I had no sense of myself when I entered the world as a young person. I did know how to follow the rules, be polite, and I quickly learned to mimic composure and confidence from the professional women that I admired. But I wasn't making the connection between those external gestures and my internal belief system. Simply put, I had no boundaries. I was a people pleaser with a nice amount of pent-up resentment. I didn't set limits for those who came into my life or for my own behavior. And it would take many years before I even understood what that meant. Meanwhile, my relationships would suffer. I would suffer. When you don't have boundaries, it's easy to find yourself in toxic friendships, unstable intimate relationships, crappy family situations, and working often for abusive bullies. I can say yes to all of those. Thankfully, I also had a lot of great loving friends who would embrace me and be the kind of role models I was looking for as I was trying to create my own life. It's so important to give ourselves permission to say no or to sleep on a decision. I can't tell you how often I used to feel the urgent obligation to say yes to everyone, and only minutes or hours later wish I could take it back. The idea that I didn't believe it was okay to change my mind was also a huge problem. It really left me living a life I didn't enjoy. I was missing all of the fun of doing what I wanted because I was busy being available and even desperate to go along with everyone else. It wasn't all bad, which is what I think hooked me and kept me in place. I actually thought my unhappiness was just me being a damaged person instead of one who could make a few changes and then be happy. I stayed everywhere too long. Jobs, relationships, friendships. This went on for over 20 years. When I grew tired enough, I started to surrender to life. It was this massive step that ended up being the most impactful change I could ever have made. I just let go, and I just let life happen. I stopped worrying. Everything course corrected immediately. Talk about change showing up overnight. Every day was better just because I wasn't trying to control my life or anyone else's. It all just fell into place. When that was flowing nicely, I started to untangle myself from any relationships that made me feel bad. It was actually easier than you'd think. I just stopped calling and investing my time, and no one questioned me. It's funny how you think you're the only one who wants out. Family relations can certainly be tricky, but that's where the word no came into play for me. And I think if you say no, that won't work for me, it's an even nicer sentence because you get to say it's me, not you, while still honoring yourself. And when all else fails, choose yourself and set tight boundaries with family. Over time, my life took on a new shape as one by one, I redefined all of my relationships, especially the one with myself. Yes, there were days when I had setbacks, but I didn't give up. And I found that making daily decisions for my benefit really felt great. Like working out at the gym, it was an exercise that I performed every day. I didn't need 10,000 hours to perfect my newly discovered self-respect and boundaries. It came much sooner, thankfully. Here's the thing. Even in the most loving relationships, we may disagree or need to decline one another. on ideas, points of view, or even favors asked. Our expectations of others need to be adjusted. At no point does that require anyone involved to be uncomfortable or made to feel bad or wrong. Stand your ground lovingly, say what you need or what your limits are. Preface it with kindness, but honor yourself. We teach people how to treat us by the way we allow them into our lives. I used to live in an open house 24/7. I am grateful to have locks on my doors now and invitation-only guests. I've read that meme many times that goes, "The only people who get angry when you create boundaries are the ones who benefited from you having none." It's so true. Stop worrying about people who are going to leave you. Start enjoying your life by living on your terms. I often end my episodes with saying, be kind to yourself and look after each other, because that is indeed a better way to do life. So let's go and get at it. As always, thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.